Last night, thousands marched in Raleigh to remember the people killed in the school shooting in Parkland, Florida. Students took center stage as they called for North Carolina elected officials to toughen gun restrictions. Liz Schlemmer reports from Raleigh.
The crowd in the small parking lot of the Pullen Memorial Baptist Church swelled to a couple thousand, including many teachers, parents, and students. They'd heard about the event from Facebook and Twitter, spread the word through youth groups and school clubs. Students stood on a platform at the front of the lot.
My name is Sophie Flynn. I'm in eighth grade at Martin Middle, and today I'm marching in honor of Joaquin Oliver, 17 years old.
Sophie was one of 17 kids who crossed the stage before the march. Each represented a person gunned down in the mass shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School.
I am Ryan Cherry, and I'm marching today in memory of Gina Montalto.
Each person spoke one name into the microphone, while Pastor Brian Lee lit candles in their hands.
My name is Allie Akers.
And Pastor Nancy Petty released a white dove in remembrance of each person killed.
And today, I am marching in memory of Elaine Petty.
The two pastors organized the event to give local students a platform. They dreamt it up the morning after the shooting at Parkland. Here's Brian Lee.
Nancy and I were on the phone together, and I just cried on her. I had just gotten off the phone with my wife, who is a teacher at North Garner Middle School, and she had been dealing with students all morning who were terrified.
The church typically holds prayer vigils after mass shootings. That day, the two pastors formed a new plan.
We said, what do we do? We've all grown weary of prayer vigils that aren't bringing any real change. What do we do to actually bring real change? I said, we've got to mobilize the people who their lives are at stake the most. So we said, let's mobilize students.
Lee said this march is just one of many happening this week.
Students are organizing school walkouts. They're organizing marches all over this country. So keep your eyes and your ears well open because they're speaking.
Good afternoon. My name is Zainab Antepli. Enough is enough. No more guns.
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 Zainab is a 17-year-old junior at Chapel Hill High. She said she has seen gun violence in her community. As a young Muslim in Chapel Hill, the 2015 shootings of three other young Muslims, not far from her home, felt very, very close.
We are not just children who don't know what we're talking about. We are your future, your next generation.
After Zainab finished speaking, everyone started to march, two or three wide down the sidewalks of Hillsborough Street. Some cars honked in support, stuck momentarily in traffic as the long, long line of marchers passed through crosswalks, carrying signs. They read, "Protect kids, not guns," and "Listen to young people." A four-year-old held a sign that said, "Keep me safe."
Now!
Far ahead, 17 students led the way to place their candles on the steps of the Capitol building. A reminder for their legislators.
When do we want it?
Now. Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.